Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The bumper theme today, since it's Super Tuesday, anything with super, either in the song or the artiste, Supertramp here. Okay, I'm not for dull. I'm not for no opinion, but man, the discourse leaves me shaking my head a lot. And I get that certain topics, certain comments, certain individuals, we all might find, individuals amongst us, myself included, may find in particular an outlier, outrageous, insulting, phenomenal, amazing, fantastic. But we just have so much prejudging right away. And our Bob Fletcher conversation from yesterday is another example. I've interviewed Bob Fletcher, I don't know, half dozen times, 10 times, I forget how many times. He's been a part of the law enforcement community for a long time. And Bob Fletcher is one of those individuals. It's why I have him on. Number one, he shows up. He's different than a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle. Where can I go to get softballs, or where can I go to get really, I don't know, just somebody's on my team? Bob Fletcher just answers questions. And hey, you're a print journalist, you're a radio journalist, you're a talk show host, you're just conventional journalist, whatever. And again, you know, Fletcher's one of those guys that a lot of people can love, or he can really tick them off. Bob Fletcher, I thought, made a lot of good points yesterday, including his concern on the attacks on law enforcement. And, you know, his quote, and I will give credit to Fox 9 because I saw the story about the deputy shot. It was on my list of things. Hey, are we going to talk about it? But it went even further when Fox 9 did an excellent job and they interviewed the Ramsey County Sheriff, and he said, are you going to care about us when we're alive? Now, Bob Fletcher is pointing the finger at politicians for helping to foster this anti-law enforcement belief. I was surprised, and I tried with Bob multiple times yesterday, because I think if somebody says something that definitive and they're known as someone who gives strong opinions, if you're my business, you should try to get Bob Fletcher to be precise. Who are you talking about? Which politicians? Because many of our texters are going to say, well, it's Tim Walz, it's Keith Ellison. Now, he was talking state officials, because I think some are still upset about how Jacob Fry handled the rioting. But he talked about state officials, so I tried to get him to say who he was alluding to. He would not, but he then said, hey, it's pretty clear if you look back at their comments 4 years ago. And so we picked up on that and other points. And again, listen, if you come away from any conversation, you're like, okay, that was fine. That's okay. That's a little bit on me, by the way, because I wanted to stand out. You know, the point of radio is, what are you providing in content where an individual is going to say, boy, I'm going to give all 3 hours of that show, or I'm going to give the 15 minutes I'm in the car of the show, or I'm going to podcast the show. So memorable. And hopefully it's genuine. It's not fake. Right? Fletcher is genuine. He's not fake. And he gets a reaction from people. And what saddened me is on, because Jason picked up on it, talked about it on the show, talked about it on Twitter, how much he enjoyed listening to the back and forth. It turns into, in this case, you're either pro-police or you're anti-police. We do have some who, no matter what, will defend the police. And we do have some who, no matter what, will criticize the police. They're the outliers. Because you should be allowed to have a nuanced, in particular, conversation without generalization after generalization. And that's what it turns out. There are a lot of really great, insightful text here. Let me never downplay that. And I thank folks who offer up those opinions, including really strong opinions who disagree with me. If you back it up in your beliefs, you back it up in facts, even if we don't see eye to eye, that's fine. But if I criticize Chauvin, which I will continue to say the right legal decision was rendered. I think, to me, it's crystal clear. Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. You get to disagree. If I criticize Derek Chauvin, or I criticize another individual police officer, and then you automatically assume, well, I'm anti-police, well, that's lazy on you. Because there are too many police officers or folks in law enforcement to come on this show or who I know, or there are too many incidents of people I don't know at all, and I will praise them. No one industry can you say they're all great. On the whole, do I think most police officers are good, very good, and great? I do. And including defund the police, I called it out instantly. The recent one, if we don't need more police officers for safety, I think that's utter nonsense. I think Fletcher is right when he talks about the number of police officers who might leave Minneapolis soon. So another 100 plus might leave. Bron O'Hara addressed some of that with Adam and Jordana today. But we have got to stop just every single time. I know already. Now, we do have like hosts who are very proud to be, conservatives and even further the right, or folks who are liberal or further the left. If you want to say, hey, I'm not surprised by where they stand on the issue and that's who they are, that's fine. But the automatic, you're either with me or against me versus let's actually, I don't know, what a crazy concept. If you're on Twitter, let's actually listen to the interview or exchanging the ideas before I automatically knew it, I never believed you, or I was with you no matter what. And I think it's sad that we've lost so much of that discourse. That doesn't mean there aren't parts where you're like, just what a buffoon this guy is, or this is cruel, or that was just spectacular, you know? But man, people just don't want to listen. It's just the echo chamber. And they continue to seek it out in so many aspects of their life, as opposed to, I'm going to consume a variety of information and be further informed. And my overall, you know, specific or broad-based opinion may not change, but hot take information's good. Including, in a genuine way, listening to viewpoints where you don't necessarily hear them as much or agree with them, but maybe you learn something, or maybe it just further buttresses your belief on your principles. And I think it's concerning that this continues to take place. On the pro-police, anti-police silliness of that narrative, you want to chime in on that? And by the way, I said narrative, just give me a buzzer because I hate the word. But that fallback for people. You want to chime in on that? And just the overall inability for us to have conversations. I think it's sad that it's where we're at this point. Your Linus Construction Time Check is 1:54, excuse me. Time to get 75% off installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows. Friend of mine just gave me a good line that I think makes a lot of sense. Most people listen so they can respond instead of listening so they can learn. That's a good one. That is an excellent one. All of us on every topic out there can learn more information. Okay? We all can learn more information, and sometimes it allows us to, by the way, reinforce our argument by hearing a different belief, and it can further enforce, or it can further enhance your belief. Or, oh no, I just learned something and it allowed me to think more about an issue and give greater credibility to the other side. There's nothing wrong with that. Among the texts coming in, I would love more. 651-461-9226. My two main takeaways from your Bob Fletcher interview yesterday. One, threats against law enforcement officers are up, and that needs to stop if you want to be able to staff agencies. I'm going to get to two in a second. What is happening and the attacks, the pathetic increase on attacks against law enforcement has to be slowed dramatically. Unacceptable. The lawlessness and targeting these individuals is horrifying, and the numbers are going up, and that's indefensible. Just reacted number one with my own view. Two, most law enforcement officers agree that Derek Chauvin was in the wrong and deserved what he got. I don't know about that one. I think there's a lot who agree with that view, but I'm not going to lie. Listen, there are a lot of officers who believe Chauvin followed training, that Floyd's actions and his resistance, and they've defended him. Do I think Moore thought the legal decision was right? Yes. But to act like there aren't a number of officers who believe in what Derek Chauvin did, I disagree. I don't personally agree with them, but they're absolutely entitled to their view. Our government, Waltz. I don't know why so many people call him Waltz. Is this supposed to be like a criticism? You call him Waltz? All of this is burn, and that's their fault. They did not protect Minneapolis. They were wrong, 100% wrong. At some point, you have to keep going forward. And I just don't think enough people are willing to go forward. That's just my view.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.